All right, let's go back to the beginning, though, Barbara. St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Lewis is sponsoring the 52nd annual art show on Saturday, July 7th. Go back to the beginning. How did this get started? Why is it so popular and so big?
Well, it began as a clothesline art show in 1966. Members of a women's group at St. Peter's strung a clothesline in front of the church on 2nd Street in downtown Lewis and invited a few local artists to display their works. And from there, it just sort of mushroomed over the years so that today we'll have 140 fine artists and artisans from around Delmarva and beyond exhibiting at all four sides of the church in downtown Lewis at 2nd and Market Streets, plus the nearby bank parking lot. So it's a very popular event, something that both locals and visitors look forward to every year. There's such a variety of things on display, paintings, drawings, photographs, jewelry, carvings, ceramics, mixed media creations, if you can think of it, it's probably there. And the really great thing about it is that all the money the church makes from the art show goes to benefit people in need in our local communities, regardless of race, ethnicity, religious affiliation, disability, or sexual orientation. So by coming to the show, people are not just enjoying a pleasant day, hopefully, in the sun looking at the art, but they're also helping other people in the community. So,
all right, you touched on a couple of things that I want to go back to. Let's talk about the exhibitors. The event is drawing exhibitors from really around the Mid-Atlantic region, featuring a variety of media, including painting, drawing, jewelry, ceramics, glass, metalwork, lots more. Talk about the artists themselves.
Well, the artists themselves are very interesting folks, and some of them have been coming for years, like Mike Cruz, and I believe Nina Michelson as well. They are, one of the things that they've told us is, one of the reasons they like the show is because it does support people in need. It's not just St. Peter's making money for St. Peter's. It's really something to benefit the whole community.
Now, when you say people in need, are you guys partnering with an organization or a group, or are you just, is the church just knowing people in need, and that's how this money is getting handed out?
No. It's being given to organizations in the community that benefit people. A couple of examples are the Community Resource Center in Rehoboth, which is a ministry of the Lewis Rehoboth Organization of Churches, and that was set up a few years ago to provide help with food, clothing, utility bills, other things that people might need help with in our area. And another beneficiary of it, of the sale, has been Primeros Pasos in Georgetown, which is an early childhood education program for young children in that area. So we do partner with other local organizations to help out.
Let's go over and talk to a couple of these vendors. All right, we're talking today to Mike Cruz. He's a woodworker. He was a featured artist in the 2015 art show in Cape Henlopen State Park, and we're getting ready to have that show again. Mike, thanks for joining me today.
You're very welcome.
Talk to me about your craft. Let's start at the very beginning.
Well, I'm a wood turner, which means that I turn wood on a lathe. Mainly, I turn bowls. Though many things can be turned on a lathe.
Okay, and the St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Lewis is soon to be sponsoring its 52nd annual art show on Saturday, July 7th. Are you participating in that again this year?
Absolutely, yeah. This will be my sixth year doing the show. I was introduced to the show by a friend who lives in Rehoboth, and she recommended that I apply for the show, I guess, 6 years ago. And I did, and I've been very happy with the show.
All right, what got you into woodworking, and why is this show special for you?
Oh, I've been woodworking my whole life, one way or another, either by hobby or by employment. And then back in 2010, I picked up the lathe, and luckily, help from a mentor, I learned everything I could from that gentleman, and we became fast friends. And as far as this particular show, I don't often do one-day shows, especially this far from home, but it's just got a wonderful, it has a great turnout, and the energy is really good at the show.
Mike, do you sell your craft?
Yes, absolutely. I started off just doing it as a hobby, but and enough people asking me if they could purchase that I ended up making it a business. And for the past 5 years, I've been doing it part-time. This year, I decided to go full-time. So I'm doing almost 20 shows this year.
That's fantastic. Anything else I'm leaving out that you want people to know about Mike Cruz, that you want people to know about your craft that I can add to this story?
Well, I don't cut down trees specifically to make my turnings. I take trees that have either come down in storms or arborists had to take down the tree anyway, the trees that, are looming over people's houses that need to get taken down, and an arborist takes it down. I've got one source where it's a place that turns, logs into firewood and mulch and that sort of thing. And I end up salvaging a lot of my wood from places like that to keep them from just getting burned or rotting away.
All right, we're speaking now with Nina Michelson. She's one of this year's featured artists at the 52nd Annual Art Show at the St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Lewis. Nina, thank you for joining me. Give me some background, if you will, about yourself.
Oh, well, thank you for letting me talk about my art. well, my background is I'm from Finland. I came here about 22 years ago. My background is really in business. So as I was planning to retire, I had a chance to go to art school, and at 50, it wasn't so easy, but it was fun. Teachers were in their 30s, and the students were around 19, 20, but I thought, I can do this, and it was a wonderful experience. So that's sort of how I got into art later in life.
Now, you do silk screening, acrylic and sand paintings as well, right?
Well, they're not really sand paintings. Sand is something that I apply later to once I'm finishing up the paintings. But yes, I do silk screening. It's screen printing. It's like, for those who are not so familiar with it, it's what Andy Warhol did. So that is the method that I'm using, and I'm combining it with painting. And I do also abstracts, where I sort of use screening as one part of my whole process.
What got you interested in this medium?
Well, since my background is not in art per se, I felt a little unsure about my own abilities, and I wanted to start somewhere with a medium that carried some familiarity. I was always into photography. I was an avid amateur photographer, and silk screening is basically transferring of image. So I felt safer when I was already working with sort of ready-made images. And later I started doing my own designs, which was kind of, I guess, a natural evolution.
All right. Now, I've been told that you are one of this year's featured artists, which means that you've donated a piece of work to be raffled off at the show. It's a very colorful silkscreen, acrylic, and sand painting depicting the bathhouse and the boardwalk at the beach at Cape Henlopen State Park. I'm going to say wow right now. Are you very proud of this?
Well, it was fun to make. I I always go to the beach, and I've been staring at the beach house and the bathhouse, and I've been staring at people, you know, running down the boardwalk, and they're always so excited, and I just wanted to capture that joy. And of course, I love color, so I always imagine the bathhouse being in all these, you know, fun colors. And I feel like here at the Mid-Atlantic beaches, we buy our palm trees and we buy our flamingos and we set them in our yards, and we kind of hope we would be in a bit more tropical environment than we are, I guess. So I kind of wanted to capture that fun spirit and the joyfulness that I always experience at the beach.
All right, so can anyone attend this event, Barbara? Is it free?
This event is free, yes. Everyone's welcome to come, and you can buy lunch for a small cost, being prepared in the parish hall. There is also a featured artist raffle that people are invited to buy tickets for, and this year we're featuring silkscreen artist Nina Michelson, Mary Koster, a woodworker, and Hannah Ailman, who's made some beautiful jewelry. There's also a silent auction of works donated by art show exhibitors that will be in the parish hall. So obviously we hope people will visit that and bid, but basically just walking around the show, enjoying the day is completely free.
Barbara, I have to bring it up. What about in case of inclement weather?
Well, we say the show happens rain or shine. So if it were to be a hurricane, I'm not sure what would happen, actually. But I don't think that has ever happened in the history of the show. A few years ago, it was so hot, it was over 100 degrees. They actually had to close early. But normally, even if there's just a little rain, the show goes on.